What is a relationship? Man, I've gained relationships with people. I've lost relationships with people, family, you know, so-called lovers. You know, what is a relationship worth? You know, if you value a relationship with someone, is it worth losing over something stupid? Over something that makes no sense? Over a misunderstanding? What is a relationship worth to you? To me, a relationship is worth no amount of money. It's priceless. You know? If I value a relationship that we have, if I value our loyalty, if I value our conversations, I expect those conversations, I expect that loyalty to be between us. I expect it to be strong. I expect whatever I talk about to someone that I'm in a relationship with whether it's a friendship, you know, a relationship with a family member or a friend, I expect a conversation that we have to stay between us. You know, no matter what it is. But everybody isn't, you know, loyal. Nobody knows what loyalty means, you know? I've fallen out with a lot of people, you know? Some people that I've actually trusted more than other people, and I'm sure they trusted me, you know, to a certain extent. It's just something about when you're betrayed by someone who you trusted, someone who you never thought would say the type of things that they say or have said about you. You know what I mean? You know, what I don't understand is when a relationship comes to a halt or comes to an end because of one person, you know, and the next person, they're neutral for so long, but they keep hearing things, you know, they keep seeing what this person is saying about them behind their back, and then the person who is neutral throughout the whole situation, or, you know, the ending of the relationship or whatever it may be, you know, they decide to, you know, speak on how they feel, you know, and it goes way overboard, and it's like, now it's a big mess, you know. I don't think anybody now that I know is understanding of what a relationship is worth, if it's worth anything to that person. You know, because it can't just be worth something to me and not the other person. You know, our bond or whatever, our relationship, it has to be worth the same to each one of us. If it's not worth the same, we're going to feel different about, you know, what's being said, you know, and then other things are going to, you know, come play a part in it, you know, people will be in the middle of it. But if you and that other person that you have this or had this relationship with, you know, don't talk or never talk, you know, after the commotion, how can you really call it, or how can you really say it was a relationship? I don't know, man. Maybe I'm confusing myself. I don't know. But what is a relationship worth? What is it worth to you? I would consider a relationship that I have with someone to be a good relationship, you know? But here it is, I find out that, you know, this person thinks that I've been jealous of them, you know, or I've been mad that they've, you know, had certain things that I didn't have, you know. I'm not a materialistic person, and anyone who's around me, you know, and they have something that I don't have, I'm always congratulating, you know. I'm glad that you have the things that you have. That doesn't mean that I want them, and that doesn't mean that I'm mad that you have them. You know, I'm never going to be jealous of the next man. That's not my mind frame. Man, that's not how I think, you know. Because if I wanted it, I'd go get it, you know. But material things don't excite me, you know. Because just as quick as you got it, it could be gone, you know. In the snap of a finger, you know. The blink of an eye. And so... that relationship, it's like, relationship was smooth, man, but that relationship ended so retarded. But you know, relationships end, you know, friends, family members, you know, we'll always be family, but from a distance. I'll always love you, but from a distance. What is a relationship really worth? I wonder, how do people feel about things like this? Like, do people really value relationships? Like, do people really value friendships? It's crazy, man. I don't know, man. It's just weird out here, you know. People think you talking about them behind their back, and you know, you the one that's giving them the most love, you know. It's wild, man. It's real wild out here. But you know, that's life, I guess. I'm 27. I don't have any time for, you know, trying to heal someone else who's broken, you know. And I say that because I've been, throughout my life, I've come across people who, you know, they've told me things that, you know, I actually felt bad about. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't consider it me taking or having pity for this person or feeling sorry for them. You know, I guess feeling bad and feeling sorry could be the same thing, but it just something, when someone tells you something and you're like, damn, I mean, what can I do to help? You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, only people who have, you know, good hearts say things like that to themselves. And, you know, and they stick around to make sure that this person is okay. And whatever they're going through, you know, they help them get through it. It's crazy because that person that you're saying, damn, what can I do to help? You know, they're thinking that, you know, you feeling sorry for them, so you have no other choice but to help them or show them some type of love, and that's not even it, man. It's just like, it's fucked up what you're going through, and me being a good person, you know, I want to help you. But the way some people think, man, it's crazy, you know? It's crazy. I don't know what it is with people, man. I don't know if it's the way they were brought up. That could play a big part in it. You know, I don't know if it's because, you know, they've never really had anyone to say those type of things or do those type of things. You know, it's crazy. I can't stop saying it. I can't say that enough because it really is. It baffles me. you know? But I guess that's just ways of the world. Ways of life. The ways of not actually having certain things coming up, you know. Nothing materialistic, but, you know, having certain love given to you in a certain way, having, you know, things presented to you in a certain, in a better way than they've been presented to you. It's crazy, man. You know, it's real crazy out here. But, you know, if we find peace within ourselves, if we work on our self-esteem, if we are happy with ourselves and our lives, I mean, there's no reason that should even be a part of your life, you know? And I believe in that. I believe if I'm happy, there's nothing around me that can make me unhappy. If I'm happy with myself and what I'm doing in my life, you know, there's nothing around me that can make me unhappy. Sure, there may be things that piss me off, but never unhappy to the...
Another day, almost gone. 2019 is almost over. If you look at it like that, you get more done. Man, today was a boring day, pretty much. Not to mention, it snowed. Really don't know how to feel at the moment. I really don't know how to feel at this very moment. How do you want something so bad, even though it might not be good for you? But you have to have it. It's crazy, but I guess that's just the way life works sometimes. Sometimes we want somebody or something, but it's not actually what we need. You know, it's crazy, but soon, hopefully, we all get what we need. The good of us. The good ones. Damn. I just want to know how, you know, you meet somebody at a young age, y'all separate, not, you know, purposely, or, you know, it's just, you know, y'all go your separate ways, different families, you know, move out of a neighborhood. Oh, man. It's, and then, years later, 15, 16, you know, years later, boom, y'all back with each other. Jump into this relationship, not really knowing each other, and then, boom, y'all got a baby together, you know. Now y'all really learning each other. More of what you don't like about each other instead of what you do like about one another. It's fucked up. But, you know, we're all put in people's lives for a reason. May not be to be in that person's life forever. It may have just been a lesson. Or it may be a blessing. Either way, you learn from that situation. Hopefully, you don't repeat the same mistakes. I think everybody just wants to be great.